Drivers, please drink your water. I know it's hot out there. It's ridiculous.
Listen, you are not lying. You are not lying. Let me ask you something, Wells. Mm-hmm. How you are not allowed to ship alcohol through the UPS, right? Or can you through UPS?
I mean, you're not supposed to, but I mean, you know, there's workarounds.
Well, the workaround is to put it in the box and hope you don't get caught.
Yeah. I mean, and hopefully somebody doesn't drop it and it breaks open.
If you pack it right, it doesn't matter if you drop it.
But the weird thing is, though, you could order from like this wine spot. Like there's that stores that you could order wine and everything. You have to sign for it, but I think that's... Right.
They also have a special permit or something. They pay for that. You know, it's part of their alcohol license. Mm-hmm. I believe, I don't know all of the particulars, but obviously... being a part of the underground bourbon community.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. It's the black market.
Yeah, well, it's not. No, white people in there, too.
White people. Black and white.
Yeah, white people drink bourbon, too. We got to call it the black market, but whatever.
So, anyway,
we like to trade bottles and or exchange and or blah, 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 blah. My question to you is, if you manage to get it across the counter, and they don't, they can't hear sloshing. But say there's one box and, you know, if you pick it up and it's silence, you can hear. You guys aren't paying that much attention to those boxes, those packages, right?
I mean, I wouldn't care. The people over the counter that has taken the package, it really depends on who's the
person.
Yeah, the person.
Right.
Yeah.
But say it makes it beyond them. Say there's a sister there with some nice braids and you distract her while she's taking the box. Mike, going, wow, those braids look good.
Yeah. What is that? What is that cocoa butter you're wearing?
Hello, is that cocoa butter?
Is that cocoa butter? It smells good,
baby. Or is that Shay? Talk to me, baby girl.
Yeah. Is that lip gloss you wear? Making your lips look modest?
I say it. I did that. Yeah. I'm just saying. Say you're mad.
Hypothetical.
Mm-hmm. It gets through. Now, once it's in the back, there's a lot of noise. I know you don't work for the post office. This was actually USPS.
Okay.
But I'm assuming it's the same mechanism.
Yeah. We deliver to the post office. Like we deliver like a larger. So the United States Postal Service does use us. They utilize our services.
I could have dropped it off at the UPS store, and the USPS would have picked it up and then taken it to their main facility.
It really depends on the size of the package, too.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. It really depends how big, how heavy it is. Because I think United States Postal, they don't deliver anything at a certain amount or a certain weight.
So my question to you is, once that bitch is on the truck, that box is on the truck. I do know this, that during the COVID era, when a lot of high-end bottles were going through and somehow drivers and wherever became aware, there were a lot of bottles that didn't make the destination.
Really?
And you couldn't find. I understand that they're supposed to go back, and if there's a return address, they're supposed to say, hey, you got to come pick this up. You can't say. But they had no record of the box at all.
No tracking number.
Nothing. Like, hey, we don't know what happened to the box. And
maybe it was like if it was a contraband thing, like for me, I mean, I didn't find it, but, you know, something in my truck was smelling like weed and a supervisor came in and got it. I mean, it's stuff like that. If a supervisor or whoever knows what's inside that package, then they could confiscate it.
But even also dry, like not even confiscation. I'm not talking about you or, you know, there's theft everywhere.
Yeah.
But if somebody sold, and this has never happened to me, but if somebody were to, you know, make an exchange for a bottle and let's say $1,500, and that was kind of the norm, that level of bottles being sent through the mail system, you could only insure it for $100.
Yeah.
So if they say they can't find it, you got to give that $1,500 back that somebody gave you for the delivery of that bottle.
Because
you can't say, well, you know, this bottle was.
But that's why I'm saying the tracking number is important. That's almost like your insurance policy, knowing that tracking number tracks where that package went. So wherever it stops at, man, like, you know, that, you know.
Right. But what if the driver said, man, I never saw that box. He would have to have scanned it in.
Yeah, you have to scan it in. Okay. Yeah, or, you know. Yeah,
maybe it was at the choke point.
Yeah. Why, did you lose a bottle? Is that what happened?
No. I was trying to send something, but it was a little sloshy, and I'm just hoping that they don't go.
Ugh. So what you could do also, like if it's sloshy, you could put some change in there?
I put some mints in there. Yeah, put Tic Tacs, mints, or a box of like Mike and Ike's. And,
yeah, but it makes it sound like a holiday.
But it was still a little sloshy, but I was just wondering.
I think you'll be fine. Yeah, just go in there with with some confidence. Yeah. You know, if it's a female check counter, y'all gets already been sent.
Cocoa Butter.
Cocoa Butter. Oh, Miss Shay Shay. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, she sent it all for you.
Hope she ain't listening. Yeah. What the hell was that Nichols name?
Yeah, right. No wonder he was all like, "Hey, sister, how you doing?"
Yeah. Hey, that red button. Shut down all packages that were dropped off today. I need to go through every one of them. Anyway, I never got a chance, and I want to talk to you about a trailer that I saw that I'm very excited about. But first, I apologize to you over text when you came out, because I hadn't seen you in
a couple weeks.
I hadn't seen Wells. I hadn't seen you before. I saw you at the show on Sunday, last Sunday, the 30th. I don't think I'd seen you in 3 months, 2-3 months.
So I remember I was doing Ask the Don. I didn't see you when we were doing the crossover.
I don't think I saw you that one time. Yeah. So it had been a definite minute there. Mm-hmm. But then I've told the story where I was saying, hey, giving a shout out to everybody from the Bone and people, affiliated with them, with us. And I got to last but not least, and it was Ian Beckles, and then you started
roasting him, calling him a big ogre, calling him Shrek, basically.
I believe I called him a rapist. Yeah. I did not denigrate the good name of Shrek. I called the man a rapist. But a prison rapist.
Yeah, prison, yeah, that's
different from if you're out there on the street raping willy-nilly. Yeah,
yeah. You're raping other men, it's different.
Yeah.
In prison.
Feels different.
It certainly feels different.
You know, the optics are different. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's your name? Go ahead.
Hey, guys, it's DC. What's up, buddy?
Hey, DC, what's going on with you?
Not much. JR, Rockwell, I'm sorry, please. I love you back on the radio. I love hearing you when you're on. I always have. I miss you when you're not around. I remember you back from Roger and JP. So
love you too,
anyway,
brother.
You're talking about mail-in stuff through UPS and all that?
Oh, USPS. UPS.
Yeah, USPS. Listen, I was drunk one night. It was my son's birthday. I decided to send him some flowers, if you know what I'm saying, through the mail.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I put it in a box, and I put it in a jar. And I thought it was cute, so I put a picture of me and all my boys together in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And then it couldn't get mailed to his apartment because it was a package that was too big. He had to come sign for it. So... Mm-hmm. I had to have it sent back to the post office. Then I went to the post office and asked them to change the address to my other son's address, thinking it would get delivered there. I used the names Bob Plant and James Page as the delivery. Dude, I was so drunk when I packaged this whole thing up. And then my other son told me that there was a car sitting at the top of his street, like just watching his house.
Man, I'd have never signed for that.
All I'm saying is, I said, you know what? I was never in the cartel. I thought I was doing something funny. But you shouldn't drink when you send drugs through the mail. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. You shouldn't send drugs through the mail, DC. Let's not.
Or you should just be a little bit more discreet about it.
Or you shouldn't send drugs through the mail.
Nah, man, I'm with you, bro. DC, bro, I'm with you, man. Send them through the mail. Send them to me, too.
You should not. I mean, let's not bury the lead. You know?
Yeah, I got you.
You shouldn't send packages when you're drunk.
Yeah,
all right, so anyway, I looked down, and I said, last but not least, Ian Beckles, and then I looked down, and I noticed you, and I was like, Wells.
Yeah.
Now, did you feel slighted prior to me saying it? And I know you don't come out to be seen, but you had to have felt a little slighted. A little bit.
No, I mean, not really, because like I said, I know we haven't talked in quite some time. And then on top of that, you didn't know I was coming, but I've always supported every single one of your shows.
It had been so long since I'd had contact with you, and I didn't even think to reach out and ask you if you come. But the last thing... the last time I think I may have saw you, no, it would have been a little bit after that, but you came to my Bowie documentary premiere.
I always support you.
Once I saw you, I was surprised that I missed you, but I wasn't surprised that you were there.
But you still acknowledged me, and I appreciate that. So yeah, regardless though, like I said, I don't go. You know, I've always been the person behind the scenes. I don't want to be shown. I don't mind being in the background.
I understand that, but I can't in good conscience mention everybody from the Bone, and then you're there, and I don't mention you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just can't do that. All right, I have been reticent. I'm not a big fan of sequels. especially if it's an iconic film.
Mm-hmm.
I think my feelings about the travesty, the hot garbage that is Blade Runner 2049.
No, we're not going to have this debate now.
There's no debate.
We're not going to do this.
No, we're not. I'm just using this as a precursor. Blade Runner is the greatest movie ever made. Iconic, the greatest sci-fi film of all time. More influential for sci-fi than any other film before or after. And then they sequelized it with some hot garbage.
No, they did not. Jared Leto was a great villain. My God, Ryan Gosling was a great,
What was Jared Leto's motivation? You couldn't tell me. Roy Batty? From he wanted more life.
Yeah.
Ever.
yeah.
I don't know.
Jared Leto was just an evil person, right?
No, Jared Leto, he's one of those classic villains that just speaks in these pseudo-philosophical musings. Mm-hmm. Life is beyond life, and if we are to find the center of life, we must first circle the rim.
He's a villain that's
he's talking about a rim job. that's what I heard brother say. To fully enjoy life, you got to do a rim job.
Yeah. I mean, you're not lying.
Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Who doesn't enjoy one every once in a while? Listen, you know?
Okay, but if you go do that, make the movie about rim jobs, robots that do rim jobs. A whole nother movie.
That's Ex Machina.
That's Rim Runner. nothing to do with Blade Runner.
Rim Runner.
So anyway, so I heard about Gladiator 2. Mm. Now, Ridley Scott is the greatest living living director. Mm-hmm. He's the greatest director of film, and he has directed more iconic films in more different genres, and I have to be very specific about mm-hmm. that. He has directed more iconic films in a wider variety of genres mm-hmm. Than any other director, living or dead.
Mm-hmm.
Blade Runner, of course, is iconic. Alien is iconic.
Prometheus, I think. Prometheus, I felt like was
iconic.
Underrated.
Thelma and Louise, The Martian, I think? The Martian. I don't know if it's iconic, but it was a damn good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And then you can go to American Gangster.
Yes.
You can go down the list of brilliant. Napoleon. He just did Napoleon with Joaquin Phoenix.
That's the 4-hour movie, right?
Well, it was like 3.5.
Okay.
Hours, something like that.
Gotcha. The Silence of the Lambs or Hannibal movies?
Now, you want to talk an underrated Ridley Scott film? Mm-hmm. The third entry in the Silence of the Lambs trilogy, mm-hmm. which was Hannibal.
Hannibal, that's it.
Which,
yep.
Yes, that was a series of films that did Silence of the Lambs and Red Dragon, then Hannibal. Mm-hmm. Hannibal was brutal.
Yeah.
Ray Liotta eating his own brains?
Mm-hmm. That was great.
Hannibal was brutal. Brutal. Very underrated film by him. So, okay, Gladiator. Best Picture Oscar winner. I mean, Gladiator reinvigorated the sword and sandals genre, if you were the Roman epic genre, which was big in the 60s, 70s, or whatever, mm-hmm. and completely forgotten. Mm-hmm. And then you got Troy. Then you got blah 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 and blah blah blah. All these movies that came after, none of them better than. And so I was like, leave Gladiator. You know, Russell Crowe, he died in the end. He was Gladiator. It was a pitch perfect film. Leave it alone. And today.
Oh, can I ask you real quick?
Go ahead.
Do you feel like Joaquin's Phoenix's
his performance?
His villain character is one of the greatest kind of like live action villain characters.
When he is talking calmly to his sister. Mm-hmm. And he's got her child in his lap at that table, and this massive, room within, not a castle, but whatever it would mm-hmm. be. And he's talking about the story he was reading the kid about bee, and it's like, we were reading the story about a busy bee, and someone here has been a very busy bee, and blah 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 blah, and. And she's just looking, and the threat is there, but it's mm-hmm. it's not overt. And he says to her what he would do if she did not do this mm-hmm. and do that, and and give him a child. You know, there was some nasty stuff.
Yeah, a little bit of incest.
Yeah. There was a lot of incest.
Yeah, all of it is incest.
Like,
it
like she was a third cousin. Yeah. I mean, you don't get, you know, that's about incesty as you can get right there. So, and he says, am I not merciful? And she doesn't answer. And there's this long pause. And it's been, this whole thing has been seen as been whispered as if it took place in a library. And then he goes, am I not merciful? Dude, forget about it. Yeah. Forget about it. One of Joaquin Phoenix's best roles. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Even though Ridley Scott was coming back on board because he understood the mistake he made by giving a hack the reins of Blade Runner.
Okay, so he's
already said he regrets not doing Blade Runner 2049, and Denis Villeneuve, he regretted doing it. He said I will never direct another movie that's somebody else's vision. Mm-hmm. He said he struggled with it, and you can see it. It's a hot garbage movie.
I disagree, but whatever.
That's fine. You have the right to be wrong. So anyway, I was reticent, and then about the whole prospect, and then I saw the trailer that dropped this week. Mm-hmm. And before I tell you, TM Powell sent me my exact same sentiments back to myself. He said, so I've been a little hesitant about Gladiator 2 because I wasn't quite sure how they were going to make it work. And I love the first one so much. We will have to see how it plays out. But I did think the trailer looked intriguing. Mm-hmm. Cast is also solid. And then I sent to him. I go, yeah, Denzel Washington starring in another Scott pick. As I pointed out, he worked with Scott in American Gangster. And take that out of the equation. He's Denzel Effing Washington. And he's used to the Scott style because unless you're like heavy in the film, you wouldn't know this. Denzel Washington was Ridley Scott's brothers, Tony Scott. That was his De Niro. Martin Scorsese did X amount of movies with De Niro. De Niro was Martin Scorsese's boy. Mm-hmm. Denzel Washington did 5 movies with Tony Scott.
Oh, really?
Ridley Scott's brother.
Did not know that.
And hold on 1 second. I am going.
That's a good trivia question.
Yeah. My favorite was Man on Fire. Mm-hmm.
Was that the one where the girl got kidnapped?
The little girl,
yeah. The little girl, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that.
I believe it's 5. Denzel. Another very underrated one that starred John Travolta aside from Denzel Washington, that was also directed by Tony Scott, was The Taking of Pelham, Pelham 1-2-3.
Is that
dude? It's so good. John Travolta is so friggin' awesome in that movie. Mm-hmm. So friggin' awesome. Do with Tony Scott. Another one. Okay, here we go, right here. 5 times. Tony has worked with Denzel 5 times. Oh, the very first movie they did together. An outright classic, Crimson Tide.
Oh, gotcha! Yeah,
Crimson
Tide. Yeah,
I see it. When Gene Hackman got the bitch slapped Denzel, and thought he was gonna break him, and Denzel said, "Oh no!" And then Denzel Gene Hackman bitch slapped him again. That's why you don't see Gene Hackman anymore. Denzel never forgot that is.
Yeah,
it looked good on camera, but Crimson Tide. Fantastic film. The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3. Man on Fire. The final film that he did with Tony Scott was Unstoppable. The train movie that I'm half. I just never got to it. One that was always on my list from 2006, Deja Vu, which a lot of people, which is a time travel film. Mm-hmm. And I have to stop down to see that. But
wait, so he also did Beverly Hills. I'm sorry, but he did Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Tony Scott? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That's why it
That's really rangy.
If you think about the look of Beverly Hills Cop 2 as compared to 1, where it was like shiny and glossy and it had the doves and everything, that's that British cinema style. That's why it looked very different.
Oh, wow.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, so now you've got Denzel Washington back with Tony Scott. Now, here's the trailer. I want you guys to listen to this so you can understand. You saw the trailer.
Once
I saw the trailer, because when they said Denzel Washington, I'm like, okay, they're going to probably put him in a minor role. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't look to be the case. Mm-hmm. And now I'm excited.
But he's probably part of the slave kind of
faction. I think he's like an emperor.
Royalty?
There were some black cats in,
There's royalty.
You know, the Africans, they work their way in a lot of stuff. Not always to their benefit.
Yeah, the Moors.
Here it is.
I remember that day. I never forgot it. That a slave could take revenge against an emperor.
Where were you born?
I don't know.
Now, let me pause here. What it looks like is the new Gladiator is the son of Russell Crowe and that and whatever her name was. Mm-hmm. It looks like, and now he's the new Gladiator.
I never knew a mother nor a father.
You will be my instrument.
Who are you?
That's Denzel right there. Man says, who are you? Gladiator says, who are you? And Denzel, he just looks at him, brings his eyes up with his head cocked to the side. You know me, huh?
He's like, I'm Denzel Washington.
I'm Denzel effing Washington, said, yeah. Bitch. Who you? You brought me back here to save this franchise. Russell Crowe ain't got nothing on me.
Did you hear that crowd?
The greatest temple Rome ever built.
Dude, Colossus. It looks so good.
That's what they believe in. Power.
And I don't know who they've got to play the villain, the Joaquin Phoenix role, but he looks like he was maybe a child of incest. He got that weird look, but it works for it as not.
His eyes are kind of spread apart a little bit.
Yeah, he's all pasty. Looking like, who the hell is that child thing about?
General Acacius, there are victories yet still to come.
Rome has so many subjects, she must feed them.
They can eat war.
Listen to how noisy this bitch is.
The gladiators into free men.
You have something in you. I knew it from the start.
Did you now?
Rage. And rage is your gift.
Listen, guys, when I tell you you need to watch this trailer, it is as epic as somebody's coming out of the gates of the Coliseum into the arena riding a rhino.
How more pimp can you get, bro?
Now, I'm not here to attest to the historical nor factual element. Yeah. I don't know that if they had rhinos in Rome. Yeah.
We don't know if they were riding elephants.
Right? But somebody's coming, a Roman soldier's coming out on a rhino. Come on, man. Yeah.
They're extinct.
Come on!
And he's looking like Master Blaster from This movie looks so great.
Hold together, and when it charges, break for the wall.
Whose head could I give you that would satisfy this fury?
That's the
entire Roman armies.
Too much.
Too much.
Too much. Too much. Is he doing a British accent?
Too much. Yeah. I don't know. Too much.
Too much.
The general will do.
Anyway, it's coming in November. There's a lot more to the trailer. Listen, right there, he's got that, like, 2000s. He's got that Training Day laugh. If I was glad that I'd go, was you in Training Day? That laugh sound familiar.
Yeah, right. Were you an American Gangster? I've seen you somewhere,
bro. Come on, man. Hey, go ahead, caller. What's your name?
Hey, Mo. It's Monkey Man Dakota.
What's up, Monkey Man?
Please don't hang up on me.
I won't.
I have an offer for you. I want to buy your ticket and all your goodies to a IMAX film that's coming out soon. It's called Interstellar.
Okay, anyway.
Why'd you hang up on
him? Because this guy, he calls me all the time trying to get me to believe that Interstellar is a better science fiction movie than Blade Runner.
I agree with him. Hey, call back, bro.
What, really? You think Interstellar is better?
I loved Interstellar. I mean, it was a little bit out there, I feel like Blade Runner, I feel like it was a little outdated. I get it. At that time, it was a great movie. But for me, I like the visual phonetics of the movie.
I thought Interstellar was a fantastic film. Mm-hmm. Blade Runner is iconic.
Blade Runner is iconic. It was ahead of his time. The storyline is great, but it's a little outdated in terms of the graphics.
Well, I don't know if it's outdated. It looks like it could be, without changing anything, you could release that movie today.
Nah, bro. It stops at the 90s,
they
bro.
Still copying the look of Blade Runner. Stop it. Go ahead. What's your name, caller?
I'm sorry to put the brakes on, but did I hear this clearly, that you have not seen Deja Vu?
I know.
That movie rivals any other Denzel Washington movie. I think it's probably one of the best sci-fi movies I've ever seen.
Well, time travel. Yeah, every time I get on the...
It's not really about time travel.
But he does time travel, right? Or am I wrong?
That's not... It's about viewing
at
different times.
I will say this. Every time people get on a thread with Denzel when Tony Scott films or just Denzel movies, Deja Vu is always at the top of his most of the references that it's his most underrated film.
It is a must watch.
Yes.
It will keep you gripped in your seat going, oh, my God, the cinematography in it to give you the illusion of viewing a different time is just
the Scott boys are brilliant cinematographers. They're directors, but they also Ridley Scott was his own cinematographer for a long time over in the UK. You can't do that over here. You have to have a different you have to have a different cinematographer.
Can I ask you really quick, is it kind of like almost like Minority Report? Because I remember seeing the movie like way back. He was trying to prevent crime, right?
It did come out before Minority Report. I believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
The crime is already.
Don't say anything.
It came out in 2005.
I'm gonna watch it this week.
I don't want a spoiler.
I don't want him to spoil it.
It's definitely you have to watch that tonight. I would get off the radio and put that movie on right now.
Definitely. Calm down.
We gotta get paid, bro.
We
working, bro.
It ain't going nowhere.
We can still bootleg.
Were you a fan of Minority Report?
Yeah, I love Minority Report.
That was based on a Philip K. Dick novel. You know what other movie was based on a Philip K. Dick novel?
Don't tell me Blade Runner.